Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation chapters 13 to 15. Three reasons for all nations to worship God. We read in Revelation chapter 15 verses 2 to 4 like this. The words of Apostle John. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. In an attempt to describe his heavenly vision, Apostle John reaches back into the Old Testament to teach us about God's judgment and grace. God had delivered Israel from the land of Egypt, after which they had sung a song of victory on the shore of the Red Sea. In his vision, John saw a great company of people in heaven singing with their harps while standing on a sea of glass mingled with fire. They had overcome in their fight of faith by refusing to worship the beast, his image, and the number of his name during the tribulation period. The victory over the beast was won through their faith in Christ and the refusal to submit to the Antichrist. Truly, Moses, the servant of God, and the Lamb of God have come together to make this marvelous song of triumph possible. The theme of the harp playing of the tribulation saints is a song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, because the deliverance God accomplished through Moses in the Exodus foreshadowed the salvation accomplished by Christ at the cross. Thus, both songs celebrate redemption and deliverance. In the song of Moses, it was God's physical release of Israel from Egyptian servitude through the Passover lamb. In the song of the Lamb, it is spiritual liberation from the bondage of Satan and his agents through Christ our Passover. In their singing, they sing to the King of the nations and proclaim that all nations shall come and worship before God. This song captures three reasons for all nations to worship God. 1. The works of God, as they sing, Great and marvelous are your works. 2. The ways of God, as they sing, Just and true are your ways. And 3. The holiness of God, as they sing, You alone are holy. As part of the redeemed nations of God, let us follow the instructions of the psalmist as we worship God today. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.